Welcome to Off the Cuff with SDJ, a podcast about everyday life from the spiritual, the physical, and the metaphysical perspective. Each week, I'll bring you episodes that have a casual, laid-back, informal, and spontaneous look at this thing we call life. I'm Sunny Dawn Johnston. Now let's get started. Hello, 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 my friends, and welcome to Off the Cuff with SDJ. Today, I have the beautiful Juliana Mello with me. Hello, Juliana.
Hi, my dear Sunny.
It's great to see you. We had a couple little technical difficulties, guys. Seems to be the time lately to have little technical difficulties, but we're here and we're good now. All right. Awesome. Okay, so everybody's just jumping on. So I'm going to give everybody a couple minutes to jump on. And while you guys are joining us, I want to just give you a little bit of background about Juliana. So obviously it's Julie, but that's her nickname. And we've learned how to call her Juliana now. Took a while, but we've learned that. But every single time I have to figure out how to spell your name. I never know if it's the U before the I or the I before the U.
Yeah, it's I before you.
I never remember. I have to look every time. So, all right, friends. So as you're coming and joining us, let me go ahead and introduce you to Juliana. Juliana Mello believes in the divine healing energy of the universe with her entire being. She loves being of service and connecting others to their divine team of helpers. She is a fun and faithful spiritual teacher who is shining her light and loving life. She is certified angel intuitive, angel empowerment practitioner, speaker, author, and prayer facilitator. Having walked her own journey of cancer and grief, she now supports others through their healing journey with the help from God, the angelic realm, and goddesses through card readings and prayers. If you're looking for someone who exudes love and makes you feel special and loved, then look no further. She will guide and support you with your connection to your divine team. All right. Welcome, sister.
Thank you.
Look at all that information.
I know. I was like, is that me? Yes.
That is you. So Juliana, for those that are new to you, I mean, we've got a lot of friends that are saying hello. So
hi, everybody.
For those of you that don't know you, why don't you share with us how you got on this path, how you got on a path of being a spiritual teacher and a prayer facilitator and an angel empowerment. So sure. Obviously something happened because life happens.
Exactly. So in 2011 and 2012, I was diagnosed with stage 3 peritoneal cancer. And so in the immediate healing stage, I underwent a radical hysterectomy. And then the year after, I had to have a debulking surgery because there was still a focus of cancer left behind. And I still get, it's interesting when I talk about it because I've disengaged from it. It's interesting to share that story because that's my old story. And I underwent 6 rounds of chemo and lost all my hair. And it was a really interesting part of my life where I recognized that I wasn't living my highest and greatest life. Someone who manifests cancer has a lot of deep pain. And so I was so grateful that when I began to heal, I asked God for teachers. And I found you through Celebrate Your Life. And I started following you on Facebook. And I fell in love with you and your teachings. And in 2014, I believe, is when I came to the first retreat in Sedona. Mm-hmm. And I recognized I wanted to heal my life. I knew that. I just needed to heal my life. And I've been on this amazing journey where you are one of those teachers that I prayed for and that I hear when you talk. And so that was the catalyst to the healing. Mm-hmm. I had worked for a very large employer here in the province of Alberta for 32 years. And I recognized that I was no longer in alignment with that job and left it in 2016 to pursue my love of all things divine. I knew I wanted to be of service, and I had an amazing opportunity where I could take an early retirement, and I did. And so I am loving life. I mean, that doesn't mean to say that we don't all walk through all our lessons still. That's why I stay attached to you and your community, because I need the help. You know, what I recognize is even today, Sunny, in Alberta right now, they're having a news conference. And I woke up this morning and I could feel, because as a feeler, I learned to tap into the different energies. And if I didn't have you, because you had your day eight of your calling yourself back class, you know, I think this day would be a little bit different. There's a lot of fear that I can feel right now on my heart. Not especially for me, but I think I'm feeling the grief of not knowing for Christmas. Christmas is my favorite time of year. And it wouldn't be so bad if my parents didn't live in another province. And so that's what is on my heart today, not the lockdown that's coming, because I know it's coming tomorrow. Our numbers in Alberta are too high, and we need to keep our population safe. ICUs are becoming overrun, and that's not a good place to be. So being attached to you and your community and being able to, you know, heal what's coming up, having all these tools in my toolbox now, I am so grateful, so very grateful. Because the old me wouldn't have shown up today. You know that. I wouldn't have shown up because I wouldn't have been able to find that place within me to be able to hang on to trust and faith. And so that's kind of the cliff notes of what took me onto this journey of being connected. And it's interesting because I've always been faith-filled, being raised in the Catholic Church. I do have faith. However, I wasn't connecting to angels the way that you taught me. And, you know, that's why I'm in red today, because I listened to you when you taught me invoking the archangels. And so every day, not only do I connect to, I call them God, but others might not, that universal consciousness that's greater than me. And I have an angel that I work with every day. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it keeps me grounded, it keeps me anchored, and it keeps me focused on health instead of focused on the fear of a virus that we have right now, the fear of cancer that I had once, and recognizing that I have this choice today in how am I going to show up? Am I going to show up and be the change that you taught me to be? Or am I going to be a wreck? Because I'm telling you, today, it's very interesting, the energy here in Canada anyways. I never felt this before. And it's been a few days, actually. And I'm like, oh, this is very interesting. Like, what's going on in the body? And how am I being able to release it? Acknowledge it and then release it. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I am today. I love being able to do this work. I love being able to invoke angels. I didn't know what that was until I met you. And I remember coming another time to MBS and mind, body, spirit certification that you hold. And I remember you doing a card reading and I was like, ooh, I love that. I love that. Like, I mean, I had seen on social media and different things, but when I saw you do the cards and you have that big basket, I fell in love. I was like, I want to do that. If I'm going to leave my job, I need something to do. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. It was so fun. It is.
And that's
so
what
fun.
You do. And that's what you do for people now, right?
And that's
you
do what
card readings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So what would you say out of, because we all have tools, everybody that's listening, everybody, you all have tools. You've had tools that you learned when you were young. You have, and some of the tools aren't healthy. Some of the tools are, you know, hiding and pushing down. So we use all kinds of tools. But as far as healthy tools go, Juliana, what would you say is the tool that you have been using the most lately?
Lately. That's really interesting. I would say maintaining my energy. Because right now, I've never been, well, like all of us, because we've never been at this stage ever, ever in all the years. Like I'm 56. I've never gone through a pandemic, even though I used to work for, you know, Alberta Health Services, and I worked in hospitals and coded charts, and I've been, you know, through H1N1, through Zika, and different epidemics, I guess, but never a pandemic to this magnitude. And never have I been this in tune to energy before. And never have I, like, been, the way that my angels explained it is that, you know, when you maintain your energy, when you clear your energy, I call it the five things of energy, right? Where you ground your energy, connect your energy, maintain your energy, clear your energy, and ground your energy. It was like, oh my gosh, my energy now is tuning up, I guess, just like Esther Hicks says, when you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, I guess I am now. And I never recognized it to this level before.
Sure.
And so when I feel the way that I feel, because even my husband this weekend is like, why are you so cranky? And I'm like, I don't necessarily think I'm cranky. It's more I'm processing all of these feelings that I'm feeling, and I'm figuring out what to do with it. And so we decided to put up our tree to move that energy. Like, by the end of the day, my blood sugar was so good because, I mean, I am moving my body every day, because last year when you started, I do move my body every day. But my socks were worn out. It was good. It was good because we were so busy that we diverted our focus instead of focusing on, you know, it's very easy to just focus on the hysteria that's going on again. Like Costco's, you know, they're selling out of everything. I don't know why people are doing that, because the essentials are going to be available. And so I didn't run. Like, right now, I probably could go for groceries, but I was like, no, I'm not going to go there. I'm okay. I'm having trust and faith. They're not going to totally shut down so that we're not going to have food to eat. And last time we were able to order and people delivered. So I was like, no, I'm still going to go to my appointment at 3:00. Like, that was my opportunity to really address, am I learning what I'm preaching? Am I doing what I'm preaching? Because I believe in the work that you teach us, and I need it, because when I look at the old me that was so very wounded, that had manifested stage 3 cancer and that manifested diabetes and migraines, I was like, I have an opportunity here. I can model the best behavior, and people are watching. They're watching, like, is she in hysterics or is she okay? Or is she, you know, is she still staying positive? And even with my son, it's been very interesting because he has had to shift again. And so he's my primary focus. And I'm like, we need to stay calm. We need to not be in fear. We need to be in trust and stay the course. It's like, this day is our point of power. And I believe it. I believe it. It's like, you know what? Tomorrow hasn't come. We're not going to worry about tomorrow. That's what I said to Polly this morning. That's my son. I'm just going to stay in today. And I want you to do that too. And thank goodness it is. So that is, I mean, there's many, many tools, but that one, maintaining my energy, has been a huge one for me. And the connection to source.
Sure, sure. Well, maintaining energy, guys, is so critical, especially at a time right now where there is a lot of fear, and the people that are going and getting, you know, tons of stuff and things like that. Certainly it's okay to be prepared also. And it's also something that you don't want to do it from a place of fear. Right. You don't want to be in reaction mode. You want to be in responsive mode to the energy that you're feeling. And when you can observe it instead of absorb it, then it makes all the difference. And something that I feel like I'm talking about till I'm blue in the face over and over and over and over for 20 years, has come into really important time during this pandemic, for sure. Now, do you now that you are on the other side of cancer and have learned a great deal of tools that have helped you to more move forward in life. And I know you've written a book, and you've participated in lots of other books. Like, you found a lot of what I notice in you, and maybe this is something that you could speak to, because I think a lot of people sit in this space, is you have actually stepped into who you really are, in the sense of those things you might not have even known that they were there 10 years ago, which is fine, because you know, you only need the tools available to you at any particular time, and we're always growing and expanding, so they come along at the right times. But would you say now that you're on the other side of those things, do you think it's easier to do your work, or do you think that it just is something that's more natural now because you have the tool? Like, I think a lot of times we ignore it, we push it away, we deny it, we do a lot of different things. So is it easier for you now? Because yes, you said, I still have stuff to do. There's still work to do. All of us do, guys. If you're in a human body, you got something to work on. I'm working on stuff. You're working on stuff. But what do you think about the easy word? Because I notice that word comes up a lot.
Yeah, I would say definitely I ask for ease and grace now, because I learned that from you. And I mean, I am committed to my healing. And because I've learned that if I heal, then the people around me are going to heal. And so would I say it's easier? This is how I would say it. For example, with my son, I remember you saying me that kids come to you and through you, and you need to allow him to have his experience. And so when we walked through, I mean, it's very interesting, Sunny, how many parallels that we have, because with my son, when this year he's had a couple of times where he wanted to check out of life, and it was very hard. So we walked through some mental health issues, and I would say that was not easy. However, having my tools meant that instead of, like, I don't smoke anymore. I used to smoke socially until I got the cancer. And then that was one of my deals with God, if you will, that, you know, if it was his will and I had more life, I promised never to smoke again. And I can't really drink a lot. I still like a little bit of Prosecco, or like yesterday I had a mimosa. However, being mindful of my energy and where my son's comes in, when he has his issue, I could walk through it with more grace and ease. Mm-hmm. And I sat in, where's my power? How can I support him? What can I do? Like, who do I need to help? And so putting people in place to support us now, like a respite team, like a mental health, like he has a psychiatrist and a psychologist now, so that I recognize that I don't have to save the world. Mm-hmm. I need to just do what I can do within my abilities and my power, and then to also allow him to have his experience. That part isn't easy. However, having the tools allowed me to walk through it.
For sure.
Not feeling defeated, not feeling like you guys all know how much I love Sunny. And Sunny's taught me not to catastrophize. Like, I used to be that person that worried about everything before it happened. Mm-hmm. And everything was the end of the world. And I thought I needed to make everybody happy. And I recognize now that's not my job.
Right.
And so in a lot of ways, that is easier, because now I know that I don't have to save the world. I love being of service, but that's a different concept. Mm-hmm. With my husband, I can support. With my son, I can support. With our community, I can support. However, I don't need to save the world. I only need to save me.
Right, right. Absolutely. Amen, sister. So tell me what you believe the first step to loving yourself to health is.
Is I would say is definitely... Oh, I knew you were going to ask me this. So it's interesting, because I thought, what are the tools that I had to learn? The very first thing, I had to recognize that I was energy and that I can only control me. And that, because then it was like, the power of my thoughts, and recognizing, what am I putting in this energy? How am I treating myself? Just like with a baby, what do I need today? Do I need to drink my water? Do I need to move my body? Do I need to do something fun? you know, there's steps, but definitely recognizing, okay, you know what? I call it the three C's. If you need to make a choice, which I know, because I learned, not making a choice is a choice. And I even say that to the boys all the time. Well, it's your choice. It's your choice. Taking a chance, like I had to take a chance to, you know, heal my life. I've done so many, what people would think are alternative medicine, woo-woo. I don't think that it's woo-woo at all. I was willing to try anything in the hopes that it would help bring me into alignment. And I had to, you know, I had to make a choice if I wanted things to change, and I had to take chances, many chances on me.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. And we all have to do that. And the good point that you just shared is, you know, not choosing is a choice. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we stay stuck in that place of, I don't want to choose because I'm going to pick the wrong thing. Let's say. So in the not choosing, i.e. the place of staying stuck, that itself is a choice. So really that's a great insight for people. So you love prayer. I know you love prayer.
Yes.
You are the prayer facilitator in my Elevate Your Life community, which for those of you that aren't familiar, I have a community called Elevate Your Life, and it's a membership community. And it's open right now. We only open it a couple times a year. So it's open now. Mm-hmm. So if people want to come and join, you can go to elevateyourlife.love. We'll put the link in the comments. But you love prayer. So tell me what your, because I think some people shy away from the word prayer because
the religious connotation.
More religious based, right. So tell me what prayer means to you and what your process is for prayer.
So I've always prayed in a traditional way. However, when we had the amazing blessing of writing in 365 days of angel prayers, what I recognized is a prayer is is talking to the divine. It is opening your heart, and with the written word or the oral word, or even with your thoughts, is expressing yourself, having an open heart, and getting closer. Like I tell my clients to snuggle up closer to the divine, especially, and I'm getting all God bumps because I believe, and yes, like I do put my hands together. So it's maybe doing mudras or connecting, you know, your heart with your breath. Prayer, yes, prayer could be in a typical way, like we do in church, but prayer could be going and hugging a tree. Or I remember, Sunny, I remember when you gave me the amazing blessing of growing with saying the prayers. And I remember you saying to me, Juliana, be very mindful that we have all kinds of people in our community and we want to bring them together. And so the angel prayers are a way of using gentle language, of bringing people into their heart space, of maybe connecting to angels or energy, or I call it holy language. It is language that makes you feel good, that just evokes that sense of peace, of oneness. Mm-hmm. And I've learned, you know, it could be, they say, all the teachers, that the greatest prayer, if you ever want to know the greatest prayer, it's thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I am a very grateful girl because I know that each day is a gift. Mm-hmm. And that I know, I do shout that from the rooftops, because if you don't know how to pray, you can just bring your hands together, open your heart in a receiving way, and just asking for what it is that you need. And for me, it is my greatest anchor. And being able to share that with others is a way to serve the divine. And bringing us closer together and sharing that light and being light and holding light. Like there's just so many good things that I can say. For me, it means everything.
Yeah.
It means everything.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite prayer?
I do. The Our Father, the Hail Mary, the traditional ones. But I mean, every prayer, it's interesting how when you, and I have our book here, the 365 days of angel prayers. I mean, mine's almost falling apart because I do read a prayer every day. Mm-hmm. And when you go, it's interesting how when you ask and you use it, you know, and you just put it to your heart and you ask the divine for a sign, they will bring you the most beautiful messages. And for me, that's what helps, because I think that a lot of us feel that disconnection. I know I did. I did not feel a part of a whole. And I believe that's why I got so sick, is because I'd gone through so much grief. We had had so many deaths, I think 8 in 1 year. And I didn't know how to process all that grief. And so I just held it in my body.
Yeah, for sure.
And so for me now, being connected, and this might sound strange, but even though I would say, you know, when I went to bed at night, I'd say the angel prayer and, you know, thank you, God, for this day and things like that. I didn't talk to God and the angels every day. And where I do now. And so as soon as I feel ungrounded or something's going on, I can just say, please help me. I mean, prayer doesn't have to be anything grand. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. It could be as simple as, thank you, please help me.
Sure.
I need support. Please help me. And when I call in the angels, you know, even that word invoke, I would hear it in church, but invoke just means to ask. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, in the early days when I didn't have any tools, really, I was just existing, like I think most of us do in life. And that's not a judgment. I'm just sharing my story. I equate it to, I was walking in black and white, and now the colors are so magnificent because I have a tool. And being in your Elevate community, it really does help save us from so much heartache, because we have the tools. And maybe when we don't, there's always somebody there, mm-hmm. where, you know, it could be 2 a.m. and someone's walking on a ledge, and they'll come into the group and they'll say, I need prayers. Like, this is going on. Can I just have prayers and love? And I'm getting all God bumps again, because mm-hmm. I've experienced it.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, one of the things that you teach, community builds our immunity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I never want to be alone again. I don't like that. That's what most, I think, especially now that they're keeping us, you know, in quarantine, people are starting to feel it again. We're feeling as if our freedoms are being taken away, but it's not true. It's an illusion. And so, you know, being rooted in prayers in a way that feels good to you is a great tool. And this book, like I said, mine is, thank God I have a new one.
So how about you share one? Why don't you share one?
Sure.
Let everybody have the experience of what you love to do so much.
A beautiful prayer by our beautiful Anna Kuttner. Advice from the angels, let go. Dear angels, I sit in sadness. I wonder why. What now? I get an answer. You have to experience the pain. It has purpose. Oh, it has purpose. Feel it. Understand it. Accept it for all its glory. Can you not see I am trying to free you? The pain is part of your journey, and yet you look at it with such angst. You ask why. I ask you why. Can you answer that? Until you can, you will stay in the pain until you can truly see all that will set you free, if you just let go. Why do you hold on so tight? Do you have no faith? Do you not believe? I have seen you through it all, yet you will not let go. Why do you not trust the one that saved you? Why do you ask and then not receive? Do you not understand what is happening to you? We know what is best. We are here to serve you and your journey. We are here to lift you from the ashes so you can truly rise. Rise to glory and all the good we have in store for you. The visions we have brought you have fallen on blind eyes. Hello, do you not hear our cry? Our words are deafened by your stubbornness. Just let go. Let go. See how far you fly. Have no doubt, no fear. we have shown you your greatness. It's real. Believe. Let go and be free. A beautiful prayer. This is the one from September the 13th, Let Go, Advice from the Angels by Anna Kuttner. A beautiful prayer for today, wouldn't you say? That's sure. Magic that happens when you just...
Yeah, that's perfect. Opening the book and getting the right message.
Wow.
Awesome. Thank you, sister. All right, so I've got some off-the-cuff questions for you, Juliana.
Sure.
Okay, so what is something that most people would not know about you?
I would say that I'm a hockey fanatic, and most people don't know that. One time my husband gave me $1,000. I spent that whole $1,000 on two tickets to a game. That was a long time ago, because our Calgary Flames are, you know, we're not at the top of the leaderboard.
Okay, I think I did know that about you, but I didn't know you had $1,000 and bought two tickets.
We did. Me and Polly, we went to one of the suites. It was a fundraiser, though, for the children's hospital. So the money went to a good cause.
Okay. Well, even if it didn't, if you enjoyed it, that was fine.
We did. We had so much
awesome.
Fun.
Awesome. Okay. If you were to say, have a message that's like just a sentence or two to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell her?
Just keep looking forward. Have faith. It's all going to be okay. I tell her that all the time. I mean, it's interesting because when I reflect, it's like, oh my gosh, you worried so much for no reason.
For sure. Yeah.
What's that saying? You worry is like praying for what you don't want.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. I say that a lot. Yeah. So true too. Okay. Do you have a motto or a quote that you either live by or that's just one of your favorites that you really hold close to your heart?
Oh, there's so many. But the one that's coming to my head is, if you feel like you're walking through hell, just keep walking.
That's what I talked to. That's a good one.
It's kind of timely, right?
I mean, that's a good one. I like it. Do you have somebody in your life that you feel that came here to that is your greatest teacher in your life? Who is that greatest teacher?
Absolutely, my son Polo Jr. Mm-hmm. Because I see in him me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the things, like his worthiness issues and his wanting to just give everything away for free and his just wanting to be loved. Like, I mean, I learned those five fears through you. And when I look at what we've walked through this year, it's me. He's my mini me. Mm-hmm. And he is my greatest teacher because he's so close. You know, he's the only child that I have or have had that will ever have. And so, yeah, and not being able to fix things
mm-hmm.
for him,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Because he's got to have his own experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And you love them so much. You just want to. It's interesting because I know that you can't take their pain away and you can't alter their experiences and you need to love them and support them and guide them. But there are days where you wish things, and I know I can't wish for him, but I'm saying from a mom mm-hmm. that you wish things were different, you know? Yeah. And this is why I'm so connected to the divine, because even now I think there are times where I know I'm not going to be here all the time for him. Death, even though I don't believe in death, that I believe in rebirth. I mean, I may not be here all the time for him. So to teach him to trust his own intuition and to be a good human and to stay connected to the divine and ask in his angels and be loving and kind, you know, that's what I strive to do with him more than anything else. Like I do believe he's my footprint on this planet.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah. Our kids are often our greatest teachers for sure. Okay. And last question. If you had, what is your greatest message to the world? Like, what do you feel like people need to hear right now?
Trust the process, son. You taught me that. I think that I have a goddess, Abundantia. She's all about trust on my fridge. I mean, I do, you know, learning to trust myself that I can get through this, to trust my intuition. That's the voice of God within me, and to trust my angels, to trust that I do have a plan, that my soul had a contract, that it's going to be okay. That even when it doesn't feel okay, that our track record is we're still here. Mm-hmm. And so to keep trusting, I think right now for me, I mean, trust and faith go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's, I believe that's my message.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Two things. So first off, if people want to get to connect with you, they want to go and do the angel reading, or they want some prayer facilitation with you or what have you, where do they go?
JulianaMello.com. So it's okay. JulianaMello.com. And if they sign up, I have a free empath guide that's 14 pages. I think it's very timely right now. And they can get that PDF for free when they go to my website and sign up. And okay. I promise not to spam anybody.
We don't believe in spam.
No, we don't believe in spam.
Okay, so JulianaMello.com. And then just real quick, I know that in Calgary, you have the kindness group, crew, yes. Calgary, or kindness mm-hmm. Calgary crew, yeah. Something like that.
Yes.
So tell people just what that is, because we may have viewers that are in your area or want to participate.
Yeah, right now we're on the tail end. This is our last week. We start in October, first October. This year, because of COVID, we decided socks. It's one of the most needed yet under given. And yep. So Kindness Crew Calgary Society Limited is the charity that I founded in 2015. We have donated thousands of blessing bags. We've done backpacks of hope. You guys can check that out on my website as well. We are still receiving socks. So if anybody has it on their heart to give, even if you don't give through us, just go out and be kind. Mm-hmm. Like, be a kind human, you know, give socks if you can. Walmart has a bag for $10. In Canada, you guys, they're saying that clothes are non-essential. And so in Manitoba, they actually taped off all the clothes. So if you're going to do something, maybe do it today, because I think tomorrow they're going to be doing the same thing to us in Alberta.
Mm-hmm. But I can order through Amazon and things like that. So, so they can get that information on your website, right?
Yeah. Thank you, right. Sunny. Yeah.
Awesome, sister. All right. So you can go to JulianaMello.com to get more information about Juliana. You got lots of fans here, sister, saying, So you have to go check out the comments before. So thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you, Juliana. I appreciate
you, Sunny,
being here and being with me. I will look forward to seeing you guys. I'll be here every weekday at 1:11 p.m. Pacific time. I've got one other guest this week. Oh, look at that little love heart. I have one other guest this week. I'm trying to remember which day. Let me check and just tell you so y'all know. Because it's coming up, I think. Or maybe it's next week. Oh, it's next week. Okay. So you guys get me all week. So, just real quick, if you are interested in, if you have people that you would like to see me interview, shoot me an email. Let me know that I have somebody that would be great on here. Sunny@sunnydonjohnston.com. That's what we do, is we want to support people that are out there that are making a difference in the world and that are being change makers in the world. And Juliana certainly is one of those. So thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Sunny.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Off the Cuff with SDJ. If you gained some knowledge, if you felt a connection, if you got some ahas or insight into this thing we call life, if you feel like you're a little more elevated than you were before you listened to this podcast, then please subscribe to this podcast. And if you're already signed up, please rate and review it. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you want to get more information about me and what I have to offer, go to my website, sunnydonjohnston.com. Thanks so much, my friend, and I hope to see you next week.